Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. And a lawyer stood up and put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How does it read to you?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, who was on a journey, came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.' Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?" And he said, "The one who showed mercy toward him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same."
Do you realize that for believers, many needs can and should be met within the church? To make this possible, however, Christians must give of themselves on behalf of others. For example, a man determines to offer support and pray alongside a hurting brother. Or a woman makes herself available to answer a new Christian's questions about the weekly sermon. The 2 ladies search the Bible and fill their minds with Scripture. And there are countless other ways to serve, such as driving an elderly member to the service, teaching a Sunday school class, or delivering a meal and spending time with someone. Before you become overwhelmed by what a variety of needs there are, remember that loving one another is a body-wide effort. One person cannot offer help for all situations. But suppose you commit to serving a few folks whom God brings into your sphere of influence. As you surrender to the Lord, He will bless you with joy and profound contentment. To put others before yourself is to practice authentic Christianity. And if believers commit to meeting as many needs as the Lord brings to their attention, a church can be transformed, becoming a true body of believers who function together for the glory of God.